Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 74th Festival de Cannes. Today we're talking about the opening film of the Uncertain Regard section, Onoda, and with the director Arthur Harari. So, how did you find out about the story of this Japanese soldier, and what made you want to make a film about it?
I heard about the story first because my father told me about it. I was discussing with him about my research of a subject for an adventure film. I was looking for a topic, and he mentioned it like almost like a joke, like, oh, why don't you get interested in these Japanese who spend so much years in this island? And yeah, it was the beginning. And when I read the few lines in the internet that I found first, I was immediately interested. And I also saw the picture of Onoda. There's one picture of him in his youth, which is everywhere on the net. He has a very fascinating look, and the story plus the picture was enough to interest me. And I think what interested me, fascinated me in the story is the dimension of belief. This guy, he doesn't want to take the world as it is. He wants to believe in something that is better, and he wants to put the world in the shape of his belief. This is something that really touches me.
The film is about resistance. So how important is this word and this concept in this very moment?
The topic of resistance is everywhere nowadays. But everybody can claim being in the good side of resistance. Even people who are completely opposed, but it's because the world is has always been, I guess, something that compels you to do things, and in preventing you from doing things, because the reality is against you, always against you. Or maybe it's not, but it's the way we feel things, because life is an experience of frustration and difficulty and renouncement, regrets, whatever. We all regret, for instance, past times. It was best before, or whatever. So resisting is saying no to all these feelings and trying to exist as an individual. I guess this has nothing to do with the period, the time, the place. It's everywhere, every time.
In order to survive in the jungle, the protagonist creates his own parallel world. So how important is imagination for you to escape from a harsh reality?
It's one of the most powerful forces in human life, because it's sometimes it's the only option we have. It's what goes on in our mind, in our head. As a matter of fact, we are always at the same time in our mind. And in, we believe we are in the world, but we are first of all, we are inside a body that sees things, that thinks, that never stops working. So what is more true, what is more real, imagination or what you think is the real world? It's always a negotiation. So Onoda in the film is always negotiating. He sees things, he perceives things, he hears things, he reads things. And he always processes it because his mind, his imagination is really extremely strong. To me, he's a kind of creative person. He doesn't know it, but he is.
I noticed the film was realized as a co-production with many countries, including Italy. Tell us more.
Well, there was really several level of collaborations and work. For instance, if we talk about the Italian collaboration, first of all, the producer, he found Italian partners, and then the Italian partner who found money told us, okay, we need a very important creative post in the crew, And we thought about it, and we understood that what could be interesting was the music. So we searched for a composer, and it was a long research, difficult research, because I didn't want to work with a musician specialized in movies. I wanted to find a folk or pop musician that could try creating a score which is not like every score. And I proposed the guys that I chose, which were around, there were five of them, and they were around a musician called Andrea Poggio. I proposed them to collaborate with a friend of mine who was the composer of my first feature film. And yeah, they invented a way, because it was not easy for them, like understand what, who is going to do what, who is the real composer. But they met and they found a way to create something together. And this is an example, but at every stage of this movie, production-wise, artistic-wise, technical-wise, was always meeting somebody from another country and try to invent a new way of working.
Thank you, Arthur Harari, for talking about Onoda, the opening film of the Uncertain Regards section at the 74th Festival de Cannes. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Inside.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.